Rosa.
You are now listening to Fancy Plans and Things Radio.
It's officially Friday, baby. Yes, hunty, it is officially your girl queen's favorite day of the week. You guys, I am so freaking excited for this episode, but I am so sad at the same time. Like, oh my gosh. Oh, so many good things, but I am just super excited about today's episode, you guys. I hope you guys have had an amazing week. My week was, it wasn't too bad, okay? It was okay. It wasn't like the greatest week, but it wasn't like the worst week either. But with all that being said, I'm still super excited because today is Friday, hunty. Okay, we get ready for the weekend, okay? if you are just now tuning into Fancy Plans and Things Radio, hi, I'm your host, Queen. As you can see, I might not be wrapped too tight, okay? but over here, we love to keep it real and raw. We love to have a good time. We love to talk about the things behind the planners. And we love to talk about all the things that are going on in the planner streets, okay? So if you're down for the tea, you want to get to know some of the planner babes in the community or just me in general behind the planner, besides the planner, hey girl, hey, I see you. Thank you for coming and joining me. But if you're an oldie but a goodie and you tune in every Friday to chill out with your girl queen, hey boo, welcome back, okay? Welcome y'all to the show. I'm in a really good mood. I'm feeling really good today. Like I said, I mean, it's Friday, honey. It's time for the weekend, okay? Yeah, I am just feeling really good. Also, I probably shouldn't have had my coffee right before I record this episode because now I'm really like hyped up, like, let's go. See, this is why I'm not allowed to have like sugar and things. I mean, besides being a diabetic, but I'm not allowed to have like things that give me a lot of energy, like energy drinks, because I just be bouncing off the walls. Okay, calm down, queen. It's okay. It's okay. I know you're excited. Just bring it down, girl. Bring it down. Okay. With that being said, you guys, this week has been, like I said, it has been like a crazy week. I've just been really busy behind the scenes, trying to get the finishing touches on this particular episode because I had to record a couple times because, look, my tech issues, you know, some things was going on. But I am super excited to be here with you guys, for you guys to hear this episode. I put a lot of love into it, and I am just super excited. Shout out to my Patreon crew who get to hear this episode a day early. Shout out to you, babes. You guys are super freaking awesome over there. Shout out to the new babes who signed up because, look, I am just so grateful for you guys. You guys bless my soul, okay? You guys just make me happy and bring me so much joy, and I love creating extra content for you guys. Just so you know that this may be the last regular episode, but we will be having a bonus episode on Patreon, and that's gonna be a banger. You're not gonna want to miss that one. So if you are not signed up for Patreon, just definitely go ahead. I do have it linked in the bio, all of those things. So you guys can get easy access to it and you can sign up. There's a tier for everybody, okay? And I will be tweaking the tiers, okay? So for the new year, the tiers will be tweaked just a little bit, but nothing that will kind of affect anyone that's already in place. It's just kind of going forward. But yeah, I'm really excited for the new year. So this past weekend, you guys, on last Saturday, I actually did a get ready with me and a planner friend over on Jen's Planner Life. And you guys, it was so much fun. We did like a little holiday look. We talked about makeup and we talked about, you know, like little things that I'm working on, projects and goals and things like that. And we just had a lot of fun. It was just like two girls getting ready, just chatting about planners and life. And I just had so much fun. And I have really enjoyed just being able to bring that side of me to the community. I've also been really excited about merging a lot of my content, like my beauty content, my planner content. The only content that's still separate is really like my Disney content. I try not to put like everything all into one. You guys will see bits and pieces of the Disney stuff, but I don't want to like overflow my feed with all of it. But I have just really enjoyed merging my content. I'm really excited for the new year. I'm really excited for the goals and things that I have, you know, going and the things that I'm planning out for 2022. And look, man, I cannot even believe it's almost 2022. And speaking of that, PC squad for this year, or the end of the year for this month, was actually reflection. And I was taking a moment to like reflect, and I kind of wanted to talk to you guys about that. So this episode is going to be like me hopping all over the place. I do have a main topic, but I definitely wanted to talk about this, about reflection. And I was thinking about how when I started this podcast, I had no clue where I was going. I started this podcast in 2019. And if you guys are, a lot of you guys who are following me, some of you guys may know that I had just was trying to figure out what direction I wanted to go. I was just trying to figure out who I was as a planner. So it just was kind of just one of those awkward phases for me. It just seemed like, you know, I had found some, I'm gonna just say it. I found some people in the community that I thought were friends, and they weren't friends. And sometimes you do run into that. But I will say that that's one of the things I love about this community. For all the bad things that do happen in this community, there are so many good, genuine connections in this community that makes me just be like, man, I'm so glad I'm here. I'm so glad that I didn't walk away. I'm so glad that I kept pushing and kept going to figure out who I am and find my niche and find my why and just kind of push. And one of my biggest things is that I wanted to inspire people. And I remember for 2019, my words were bold and brave. And the reason why I chose those words, and you guys hear me talk a lot about the word of the year, was because those words kind of changed the way that I thought about things. But they were also words that I also come to realize that was also just something that I kept seeing everywhere that was just being pushed kind of in my face, right? But they were also words that just made me start changing my mindset and my mind frame and things that I wanted to do. And I wanted to stop saying no to opportunities, and I wanted to stop being afraid, and I wanted to just step out. And I've noticed that it has been a really slow process and a slow journey. But you guys, I am so, like, when I sat back and I looked at all the things that I've accomplished, I've had a successful podcast for almost 2 years now. Like, I'm just blown away. This February will be 2 years that I've had Fancy Plans and Things Radio. It has been pretty successful. I've had sponsors. I've had amazing guests. You guys, Fancy Plans and Things Radio just means everything to me. And I am so grateful for you babes showing up every week to listen. And also, I thought about this too. I was thinking about just how far I have come in 2021. And honestly, the eye-opening things that I have seen. For example, I realized that I didn't want to be called a particular planner person anymore. I wanted to be a planner babe, and I wanted to not be tied down to one brand. And I thought, you know, okay, I'm opening the door and I'm going to start doing these things. But when I truly let go of the other brand that I was like working or not even working with, that I wanted to be a part of so bad, and I just kind of stepped into who I was as a planner and started figuring things out, I feel like this is the happiest I've ever been in planners. I feel like I come back to my planner over and over again. I enjoy planning in my planner. I enjoy writing in my planner every week. My wellness planner was something that just kind of took me by surprise and something that I actually needed. And when I say wellness, I am not just talking about like we're dieting or exercising, because my goal has never really been to be just like this super thin girl. Like that, I've never been super thin. So it's not really my goal, but my goal is to be healthy, to be like, I want to live a long life. I want to be here. And if I do end up having children, I don't want to have any complications. We all know that I'm 36. So now we're entering that geriatric pregnancy age. So if it ever does happen, I want to make sure that I'm going to be here for my spouse and for my kids. And I just, that's all I really care about. But in that wellness journey, I kind of reflected about a few things that I thought about, not only just with the podcast, but there were a few things that I felt personally, being in the beauty world and growing up, we are plus size people have always just been kind of deemed as like, we just second best. We second best at everything, right? And we get really insecure. People make fun of us. People talk about our bodies. And it wasn't until these last few years, like I grew up where you just got picked on. Okay. You just had to have thick skin. You got picked on. Your feelings got hurt. Okay. You know, them old school jokes where people be like, you so fat, you sit next to everybody. Okay. You know, or people making jokes like, oh, your mama so fat, they couldn't even lift her up in prayer. You know, it'd be stuff like that. Okay. Trifling jokes, you know? And I honestly tell people, like, if you're going to make fun of me, please send me a new joke, because I've pretty much heard them all. But one of the things that I would seem to be very insecure about was my arms. I was super insecure about my arms. And I will talk about how I reflected on this a couple of times this year, that through this journey of self-care and through this journey of self-awareness and just kind of reflecting and trying to take care of myself and mentally. And let me tell you, I talked a lot about having COVID in 2021 earlier in the year in January. And for a lot of people, you know, you just get sick and you're fine. But for me, it wasn't that way, because it almost felt like a near-death experience, having to go to the hospital, having to be put on oxygen, having to be isolated, to wake up to hearing those alarms that, you know, code blue, and sometimes you would hear pediatric code blue. And those things haunted me for a very long time. And I still kind of think about hearing that code blue for pediatrics, because that means that there's somebody's kid that was alone who was possibly dying. So it really affected me in a lot of ways. And one of the things that I said when I got out of the hospital, that I was going to try and do better with taking care of myself. I do slip up a lot of times, but I was going to do my best to do better at taking care of myself. And I was going to do the best to love all of me. And my arms were just something that just, I don't know, I have big arms. I've always pretty much had big arms, and I always just felt like I had to wear, like, if I wore like sleeveless things, I had to wear a sweater or a jacket. I mean, it would be like hundreds of degrees outside, and if I wore something sleeveless, I felt like I had to put like a jacket on, and I'd be like, oh, well, I'll get one of those little crop denim jackets or little crop denim sweater or something, or little sweater or something like that, right? And I just came to the realization that, sis, nobody is caring about your arms but you. Like, when people see me and I have on a sleeveless outfit, nobody's saying, girl, look at her fat ass arms. Nobody is saying that. Everybody's like, girl, you look good. So why are you dwelling on the one thing that you think that someone is picking out at you? And I just decided that I was going to commit to just saying, I love my arms. I would write that in my planner. I would write that on a sticky note. I would write that in my journal. And I didn't, like I said, I talk about affirmations, but that was one thing that really I reflected on, that now I can wear something sleeveless. Y'all see me for my birthday. I had a little outfit on, had a little shank that ain't going on, you know, with a little, it was sleeveless and had a little leopard print. Okay, I thought I was real cute. I felt really good. I felt so sexy. I felt so confident. And I did not once think about my arms. And in that journey of self-care and reflecting, I thought about, man, I have been wasting all my time and all my energy just wearing things, thinking that I needed to cover up my body. Why should I be ashamed of the body that I have? God gave me this body, and I'm gonna work with it, okay? And the things that I don't like, if I really put my energy into working out, I could lose a little bit of the stomach. I do know that I have PCOS, so it is a struggle to lose weight, and it is frustrating, but I'm never going to be hard on myself about it, because this body has already been through enough. This body has carried me through COVID. This body is carrying me through being a diabetic. This body is carrying me through dealing with daily struggle of PCOS. This body is bringing me through living with diabetes. So I'm not going to be hard on this body anymore. And that was one of the reflections that I had, that I have come into the self-awareness of, like, saying, I don't care anymore. This is me. This is Queen. And I'm going to rock the hell out of these wingdings. Okay. Cause you know, my arm do the little flat back, you know, you got a little fat on your arms. I'm gonna love the hell out these wingdings. Okay. And if you don't like it, so what? Get to pushing, get to stepping. I don't care. One of the other things I really reflected on this year too, is I really hated my brown eyes. And I talked about this in a PC Squad challenge that me and Katie did earlier in the year. And I don't know, just coming from the beauty world and coming from like the society of like, okay, we're going to use colored contacts. You guys, I remember that every look I did, you guys can go check my beauty page from like probably about a year ago, or like maybe 6 to 7 months ago. Every time I did makeup, I felt like I had to have on colored contacts. And I got to the point that when I didn't wear colored contacts, that when I did my makeup, the photos never came out good enough for me. And now I can't tell you the last time I wore a pair of contacts. I can't even tell you how I feel about colored contacts. Like, I don't even care anymore. Like, my brown eyes are everything to me. You can't tell me that the photos that I post with just my natural, beautiful brown eyes aren't gorgeous anymore. Like the mindset, the mind shift, the change, and just like the things that I care about, my body or the way that I look, has changed so much. And that self-care journey is something that has just truly helped me. It has helped my mental. It has helped me realize that as much as I talk about checking in and I tell other people that they need to check in, I need to do the same. I need to take my own advice. So take time to check in, reevaluate myself, you know, figure out what's bothering me. Why am I feeling a certain way? Okay, do I need to take a break from social media? Do I need to take a break from this? Because you can't pour from an empty cup. And instead of always giving out the advice, sometimes I need to take the advice myself. And this is sometimes why when I'm talking to you guys, I told you guys that I wanted to use this podcast as kind of like a journal of all the things that I was going through. And when I started reflecting all the things that I was going through and all the things that I've overcome, I am so proud to be sitting here today and telling you guys that, hey, I made it. I feel great about how this podcast has went this year. I feel great about my journey. I am so blessed to even just be here. And I am just so grateful for all of you and just reflecting on all those things and reflecting on the milestones and reflecting on how I walked away from a brand that I thought that that was what was going to get me where I needed to go and said, no, I'm going to stand on my own two feet. I'm going to love all of me. I'm going to just show the world what I have to offer. And I'm going to take a journey of just being authentic and just being myself and just letting all those little things that I thought that people were holding on to or pointing out at me, I'm going to let those go because that's not my bag to drag, okay? It's not my burden to carry. So instead, I'm going to let those things go and I'm just going to walk in my purpose. I'm just going to continue to glow up. I'm going to continue to step up and I'm going to continue to be great. And so, yeah, those were some of my reflections. I had some other ones, but some of them are like super personal, so I didn't want to share everything, but I still cannot believe that we are almost into 2022. I can't believe that this is the last episode. I can't believe that 2021 is over, like literally in 2 weeks, you guys. It is crazy. So freaking crazy that it's almost over. Like, I'm literally mind blown because I almost feel like it was just January. It literally was just January. We were just starting out the year. But in reality, that's not really true. But that's how it feels. It just feels like we were just starting out the year. But I'm so proud of us. I'm so proud of the growth. I'm so proud of the change. And I want to tell anybody, if you're holding on to anything about how you look or some kind of self body image or whatever it is, let it go, because nobody is thinking about that. And if they are thinking about it, they are some miserable souls that don't have anything else to do. And I will say this, hurt people. So a lot of times when people are lashing out at you, they see something about you that they want and they just can't figure out how to get it. They can't figure out how to obtain that joy, that peace, or whatever it is that you got going on. And they just want to lash out and they want to hurt you because they can't figure their own stuff out. It's not your bag to drag, sis. That's what I'm gonna call it. It is not your bag to drag. That is their issue. Do what you gotta do. So I am just super freaking excited for the new year. I'm super excited for just taking a moment to look back at the year and just saying, oh my gosh, we hit over 10K listens this year. We have had what? We're on episode number 30 this year. We did have some mishaps where we just had to take some breaks. And you know what? I have learned that it's okay to take a break. It's okay to just say, you know what? I've done all I can do. I've tried my best. It's not going to work out. But you know what? I gave it my all. I can always start over tomorrow. I can always turn the page in that planner. I can always pull out a new sticky note, because look, we can plan our lives on sticky notes. We don't have to have that planner all the time. I have even learned that the planner doesn't make who you are. You make the planner. You are the person that makes this community, okay? Us together is what makes the planner community, not the planners. But the planner is our common ground. It is what brings us together. And I've learned that we can come together. We can learn how to speak up on issues. And though everybody may not get it, though everybody may not agree, I love that a majority of us are trying to stand together. Majority of us are trying to speak up. We're trying to be that lifeline for each other and be that support system. And let me tell you, the genuine connections and friendships that I have made this year, I'm gonna leave 2021 just feeling absolute blessed. And it is almost a complete turnaround from the year before, because in 2020, I was, y'all don't know, but like behind the scenes, I was friends with some folks and it just didn't work out. And it was just a hot moving mess behind the scenes for me. And then I got sick, and then it just seemed like it was just a lot of things going on. But as I reflect over like losing those friendships and moving on, and I'm just realizing that sometimes things are just meant to be, I felt so good. I felt peace. I felt joy. And I said to God, I said, you know what? I want friendships, and I want genuine connections and genuine friendships. And I want people who are going to pour into me the way I pour into them, and that we truly respect each other. And I be dang, y'all, if God didn't come by and send me just that, send me some dope friends that are truly amazing women out here in this community. And I am just so blessed and so thankful for them. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day. It's about making those genuine connections, making those friendships, and making those bonds with people who are aligned with what you align with. And this amazing journey that I took to get here, it was a struggle. I was tripping, I was falling down. Sometimes I was making mistakes, but I always tried to take accountability for making those mistakes. And that's the thing, learning how to take accountability for things and saying, okay, you know what? I messed up. I'm sorry. I apologize. Where can I fix this? How can I go about this in the best direction now? How can I move forward and do better? You know, that type of thing. And so I am really proud of my reflection. I'm really proud of just thinking about the journey that I have taken to get where I'm at. I'm still not perfect. I still got a lot of work to do, but I'm really proud of myself. I'm really proud of this podcast. I'm really proud of you. If nobody has told you today, I am proud of you for going out here and doing your thing every day. Whether you're hustling at your 9-to-5, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're a small shop owner, whatever it is that you're out here hustling and doing, boo, I see you and I am so proud of you. And here's to 2022 just being an amazing year. I'm so excited for all the things that are happening. And like I said, I still cannot believe that 2022 is almost here. Now, I will remind you guys that since this is the last episode, I want to just go ahead and say this now, that the next episode will drop January 7th. Okay, that's a Friday. Y'all know the podcast drops every Friday. But for the Patreon people, it will drop on January 6th. So it's almost 2 weeks before you guys will hear from me again. But I'm really, really excited about this. I just felt like, you know what, let's take an end of the year break. Let's celebrate the new year. Let's celebrate Christmas and all of those things and not really have to worry about coming to listen to a podcast. And so I'm just excited, you guys. I really am just excited. And I just can't wait to see what 2020 has in store. So you guys, with that being said, I was thinking about one of today's topic, and I was like, you know what would really go for today's topic since we're stepping into 2022? I kind of wanted to talk about tips to say like productive and to be organized for 2022. This is just things that I have found that as I'm setting up my planners, things that I'm working on for 2022, it has really helped me. And I know everybody's like, you know, got their planner lineup together, are still getting their planner lineup together, and they're trying to figure out how they're going to, you know, set their goals and all these different things. I wrote out a few tips that I thought would be super helpful. So they're not in really any particular order. You can apply them however you want to your planners and your daily life, however to work for you. But I thought it would be really fun to kind of share. So one of the first tips that I want to share with you guys is set up your planners. I know that sounds crazy because that's so basic, right? And I literally just said everybody's setting up their planners, but it is really important that before 2022 comes, that you sit down, you set up your planners, you get them organized and how you need them to be. So that way, when you're sitting down, making plans, you're writing things out, you're literally ready to go. You have your months organized. You have this. Now, for me, a person like me, I did order inserts, so I'm still waiting on some of my inserts. So I will still be well into 2022 before my planners are fully set up. But once they're set up, this is the thing that I will be doing the most, like getting them set up, making sure like my months are in order, separating out my weeks, and then sectioning off like my planner the way that I need, whether it's monthly, weekly, making sure that I have dividers and tabs and have everything ready to go so that I can be able to plan my best life. So set up your planners, make sure that you have your monthly section ready to go. I have found that using my monthly section has been very helpful. I normally don't use my monthly section unless it's like months like February or August or something that I want to like commemorate in those months, like my birthday and all those things. I will use the monthly section. But for the month of December, I have been using the monthly section in my catch-all, and it has been super helpful for me to like write down things, write down appointments, write down business events, all these different things. So that way I can keep track of them and I can just look at them at a glance and know what I have planned, what days I have open, what things are going on. So if my mom says, hey, I need you to come, you know, even if it's a month or two in advance, and she says, hey, I need you to come stay with grandma for a week, I can write that down in my planner or put it on a sticky note, stick it on that month and say, okay, this is the stuff that I have going. Something that I also learned when I talk about the sticky notes is I have learned to keep sticky notes handy in my planner because they are super helpful. I can write down certain notes or future dates, and I can literally put them on a sticky note and stick them in that month. So when I get to that month, if something has changed, I can scratch it off or check off if something is still, you know, confirmed. I can check it off that it's confirmed and write it down in my planner and I'll be good to go. But using sticky notes, using little straps of note paper, things that you can punch or staple into your planner or even paperclip into your planner will be super helpful. But make sure you have that monthly section ready to go because it's a perfect way to be able to look at your month at a glance and know what you have going on and know what days and things that you have open for certain things. Next thing I want to say is plan your year. Now, when I say plan your year, this is more like plan out things that you know for a fact are going to happen. Vacations are going to happen. So if you can start now or you can start in January, you say, okay, we're going to take a vacation in the middle of June. So you know that you need to take out a week or two out of June and you need to write that down and say, this is when we're going to be taking our vacation, and section that out so that you know that this time is blocked out in the middle of June. Plan your vacations, get your doctor's appointments. If you have any immediate doctor's appointments or doctor's appointments that you know that you're going to have throughout the year, you constantly have to have throughout the year, make sure you go ahead and start lining those up and setting those up in your planner. Now, if you don't want to write them permanently, like I said, that is where the sticky note comes in handy. You can write it on the sticky note, just stick it for the month. And then when you get to that month, you can look at the sticky note and say, okay, this is what I need to place here. This is what I need to do. Let me confirm this doctor's appointment and stuff like that. Make sure you schedule your annual eye exam and say, okay, this is what I need to do. This is when I'm going to go take my annual eye exam and all these things. So things that you can actually plan for your year, make sure that you put those into your planner and section them out and make sure that you have everything ready to go. So that way, as you're going through each month, you can be able to be more productive. You'll be organized. If you have kids, make sure you give each of your kids maybe a section in your planner, or what you could do is color code. That's something that's helpful. I don't have any kids, so I don't really have to color code. There's literally only two people in my household, so it's easy to know who has what and who has what going on. So it's easy for me to just kind of check certain things off or write certain things down. Also, make sure you're tracking certain bills and things like that that are due. You can track those monthly. And again, like I said, that's something that you can add to the sticky notes. Say, okay, I pay bills on the 1st, the 15th, and the 30th. And you write all those things down. And you put them into your planner system. And then as each month comes, you can move that sticky note and say, okay, this is what I need to write down for the month. This is what I need to do. So once you have all of those things done, one of the other things I was thinking about is like, okay, we're all big on setting like goals and creating vision boards and all of those things, right? So one of the things that I was thinking is while you're setting your goals and your intentions, make sure that you understand your game plan, make sure you're understanding your goals, how you're going to get there, breaking them down. Say you want a certain goal accomplished by June, right? You're going to write that action plan out. You're going to write what you're going to do or how the steps are or whatever the case is that's going to get you to that goal. You're going to write that down. You're going to set out a place just for that intention, and you're going to be able to go back, check it off, and look at it. This is where I say when you're setting your goals and intentions, they kind of go hand in hand with creating that vision board, because when you write that vision board, and what I have learned is last year I created like an affirmations type of board. It wasn't necessarily a vision board, but it was more for affirmations and things that like I wanted to like breathe into myself. And I think it was very, very helpful for the first few months of me on my self-care journey in my planner. And I absolutely loved it. So I feel like if you don't want to create maybe a vision board, you can definitely create an affirmation board and kind of surround some of the things that you want to accomplish into that affirmations board. But either way, creating them, are they're super fun to do, first of all. Secondly, it gives you a place to go back to say, okay, let me see, have I accomplished this? Okay, what do I need to do now? Make a section in your planner, whether it's preferably, I loved it for it to be at the front of my planner. So when I open my planner, I would have to pass by that section to say, okay, well, let me look at my vision board, or let me look at my affirmations board, and keep pushing myself forward. When you have that vision board, you can make a section on that vision board for your intentions and for your goals. So that way you'll have a place, like a tangible place, to go back and say, okay, I can check this off my goals list. I can, okay, these are the action steps and plans that I need to take in order for me to get to this goal. And that way you can keep coming back and keep checking in with yourself, because being able to check in with your goals, being able to see if you are actually moving forward, tracking your number, if you want to track your followers, or if you want to track your steps. Say one of your goals is to hit 10,000 steps every day. You need a place that you can see that you're actually tracking those steps, and that you're actually checking them off, and actually you're actually hitting that goal every month. So, or every day, and you know, if you're taking steps. Those are just examples, y'all, but I really just thought, like, okay, this would be something that people could use. And I know for me personally, I have started setting up some of my planners and like figuring out what binders and stuff that I'm going to use, and trying to switch some things out now, so that way when January comes, it will be kind of like a smooth transition. I am still waiting on some inserts, so like I said, I'll still be kind of setting my planners up in 2022, but I am trying to get the basis of the basic things down, so that when I do get into my planners, then I'm able to just write everything down. I'm ready to take my action steps, and I'm ready to get 2022 rolling, out here crushing goals, out here glowing and growing and getting things done. Okay, that is what 2022 is going to be all about. So next, I want to say, also, in setting up your goals and in setting up a vision board or a affirmations board, you are also going to want to create a routine or some type of habits to help you stay on track. And so the examples that I kind of have is, I have noticed that when I come in, when I get up in the morning, especially with Vlogmas, this is something that I have been doing. Sometimes I don't necessarily, yeah, I do get on my phone, but I won't check in on for Vlogmas for a few hours, because I'm actually taking time to either write in my planners, do some emails, just take time to sit down at my desk and relax, drink my coffee, and put in things that I need to get done. So if you have that morning routine where you just drink coffee and you check in with your planner and you check in with your affirmations board and your vision board and your goals and things like that, then you're able to see what you need to work on for the day, what you need to get done for the week, and anything like that. And by creating that habit and routine, that's how you're going to keep coming back to your planner over and over again. That's going to help you remember, like, okay, I need to check in with my planner because I got goals to crush, I got things to do. And if I'm not able to check in with my planner or my journal or my notebook or whatever you're using for 2022, then you won't be able to stay on top of being organized and productive. And like I said, this is something that I have already started, and it has really helped my mindset. It has helped my mind frame. I have really been into Vlogmas, and I have been able to check in pretty much every day since I started, and just remembering, like, okay, these are the things that I need to get done, these are the things that I need to do, and this is how I'm going to do these things. Sometimes I write out an action plan for the day of what things that I need to accomplish, how I need to get them done, whether it's creating a reel, or if it's a post that I need to do, or if it's an email that I need to send and I need to write it in a certain way. I sit down and write out like the action plan of how I'm going to do these things, and it has been very, very helpful. Sometimes I even do it in the evening. So if you're not a morning person, that's not your thing, or you're really busy in the morning, you can even do an evening routine. You can light you a candle, you can do a little bit of journaling, and then you can check in with your planners and for the next day for all the things that you need to get done. But making sure that you're creating a routine and something that is going to be a habit for you to do every day is super important. And last but not least, this one I feel like is super important too. Make sure you have a support system for 2022. We have been in a pandemic for the last 2 years, pretty much. We're learning our new normal, because let's be honest, the regular normal is not coming back. And honestly, I don't really want the regular normal back, because it wasn't super great. There's a lot of things that we still need to work on as human beings and learning how to treat one another. But because we're living in this pandemic and life has changed a lot, make sure you find someone who can support you, who believes in your dreams, who believes in your goals, who's there for you, who can be a great support system for you. because I feel like we need that now more than ever. And also that can keep you accountable. I think if you find someone who truly cares about you, who's pouring into you, that you can pour into, like I talk about this all the time, they will be your support system. They will help keep you accountable. And surround yourself with people who are like-minded, who have the same goals as you, or are trying to accomplish things just like you are. Those are the people that you're going to want to surround yourself with. And also make sure that you're taking accountability as well. You cannot just rely on them helping keep you accountable. You also need to take accountability for your goals and your dreams and making sure that you're on top of it and that you're staying productive. And look, y'all, me personally, I have felt like over the last couple of months is that that's something that I have been really working on. Like, okay, these are my dreams. These are my goals. I need to take accountability for getting myself where I need to be. I can't rely on somebody else. I can't rely on riding somebody else's coattail. I can't rely on another brand saying, oh, I'm going to use this brand to get where I need to go. No, I have to do the work. I have to put in the time. And the only way to do that is by actually doing it and taking accountability for me putting in the work and taking the time out. So take accountability and say, okay, I'm going to set out this time. I'm going to set out this time frame. And this is what I'm going to do in order to accomplish those goals and those dreams and to get where you want to go. Look, I want 2022 to be the year for all of us. I want all of my friends, all of us out here winning and succeeding. I want all of us out here glowing and growing, okay? That's what we're going to do, honey. We're going to glow up, okay? We're going to be growing. We're going to secure the bag for all of 2022. That's what I want for all of my friends. And so I feel like taking these little bit of steps and just kind of applying them to what you're already doing, or even just saying, okay, maybe I need to switch up and try something new, it's definitely going to be something that will change your life. It has been life-changing for me. It has really helped me step into getting work done and getting things done and feeling more productive and more organized, because there are times that I feel like I'm living in a sea of chaos and I can't seem to get myself out of it. And it was because I just really didn't have a routine. I was kind of stuck in a rut. I feel a little bit more creative. I feel really good about my day. A lot of the days I'm having better weeks, and I feel like it's because I'm feeling more productive. I'm feeling like I'm getting things done. I'm feeling like I'm accomplishing things. I'm realizing that I am checking things off my goal list versus just kind of flying by the seat of my pants. And let me just tell y'all, I really am one of those people that I literally just live life recklessly, okay? I just really be out here just being like, oh, I'm gonna figure it out. And girl, no, you're not just gonna figure it out. You need to go and work on things. You need to sit down and work it out so you can really figure it out, because flying by the seat of your pants ain't gonna work. It's gonna work for a little bit, and then you're gonna be like, okay, why am I in this like rut and slump and just can't seem to get over the hill? It's because you don't have some type of routine to help you get through whatever you're working on, whatever goal you're trying to crush. And I'm really happy about the way things are turning out. I'm really excited for 2022. Y'all, I can't wait for the new year. I have so many things that I'm working on behind the scenes, and just like I said, just inspiration, and I'm just feeling really good, and I'm really excited about the new year. And it's been a while, you know, the past couple years, it's been a while since I've been excited for the new year. Last year, you know, we were in 2020, we were somewhat excited for the new year. And then of course we got hit with the pandemic, so it was like, and then in 2021, we really didn't know. We were literally living in the unknown. We had no clue what was going to happen. Though things have gotten better, we've got vaccines and boosters and all these different things going on, it is still rough out here. It is still people getting sick. It is still people ending up in the hospital. So we are just going to do our best to try and live our best lives. And we're going to try and learn new things and use new tools and try and really zone in on us living our best lives and really securing our bag for 2022. So that's my goal, is to secure the bag. Okay. I want all the coins. Okay. I want to be living a rich, bougie, fancy life. And then I want to go out here and be taking cruises and girl trips with my friends. Okay. That's what I want to do. I want to do hood rat things, hood rat bougie things. Does that make sense? I want to do hood rat bougie things with my friends. That's what I want to do. but yeah, no, I really am excited about 2022. So y'all, like Queen, say that one more time. I am excited about 2022. I'm just going to tell you one more time that I am excited, okay? So anyways, you guys, that is pretty much all that I wanted to talk about. I cannot believe that this is the last episode and that we are wrapping up 2021 and we are saying goodbye. But I do want to say thank you guys for riding with me. Thank you guys for supporting me. Thank you guys for loving me through this journey that I have taken with you guys, and just kind of using this podcast for some days was just literally like a audio diary of things that I was going through and things that I was trying to get over the hump and accomplish and just figure out my sense of self-worth and figure out who I am as a person. You guys have been along for that journey, and it has just absolutely been amazing. And I can't wait to see what 2022 has in store for all of us. But even more so, I am so grateful for the journey and the ride that I took in 2021. And I hope you guys are feeling blessed. I hope you guys are feeling pumped and excited for 2022. And most of all, I hope you guys are going to have an amazing Friday. I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. And I do want to say one other thing before I get out of here. I want to know, should we keep the Friday or should we drop it? I don't know. Friday has been part of my thing for so long, but I'm starting to wonder, should we drop the Friday? So we're going to have a vote if we should drop the Friday before the beginning of the new year. And if we think we should drop the Friday, I definitely will. But I just think it's funny. It's just something that came that was just kind of like something that was, I was really nervous to start a podcast, and I'm really silly naturally, and I love to have fun, and it just kind of stuck, you know. That's my thing, Friday. And I feel like nobody else says Friday the way I say Friday, right? Because I'm really pumped. And like I said, I will tell you guys why Friday is my favorite day of the week. One day I will have like maybe do a podcast and do like a story time and talk about it. But yeah, I just wanted to say that. I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. Don't forget that Sunday is self-care Sunday. So make sure you go take that bubble bath, drink you a little bit of wine, do a little face mask, honey. Take care of you, because you cannot pour from an empty cup. And look, you have to be on your A game in order to crush these goals in 2020. So make sure you're taking care of you. And also, I want to say that remember that the next episode of Fancy Plans and Things will air January 7th. But if you're a part of the Patreon crew, you will get it early on January 6th. And until the next time that I see you, babes, make sure y'all are what? Y'all already know. Stay fancy.